to Back with your host, Chris Ellison. On Back to Back, we feature a lineup of Christian music, and most of it is Canadian. We love Canada, and we love our Canadian artists. We want to showcase their music on this show. We'll feature reviews, artist interviews, and we'll play some of their songs. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining us on Back to Back.
Back to back. Well, welcome again to Back to Back. My name is Chris Ellison. I'm really glad to be with you here today because I love Canadian Christian music, and I know you do too. And there may be some that you listen to on a regular basis and some that you've never heard of. And that's our hope, is to be able to provide some ideas for you to listen to and to ask your radio station to play and your church to bring some of these people in. We've got to support our Canadian Christian artists, and this is where we do it on Back to Back. We're going to play some LNA. She's a great artist that we had a recent interview with. We're going to play some Manic Drive, a little Jake Fretz. And we've got a great interview with Nick and Sheena Hennick of Faith Live. We wanted to bring them on the show to learn a little bit more about the Canadian Christian music industry. And as an artist, if you're entering in with your new CD into the market, to know where to go, some ideas you might not have considered. And we'll talk about artist management. What's that all about? And does it help? But right now, we're going to jump into a back-to-back feature on an artist, Greg Zebel. Hailing from Salmon Arm, British Columbia, is the celebrated Canadian Christian recording artist, Greg Zebel. So far, he's won 2 Juno Awards and achieved significant recognition in the Christian music industry. Zebel's career began at a young age. Influenced by his musical parents, he has become a prominent figure in the Christian music scene. His notable works include the albums Here to Stay and Love on the Lack Thereof, which earned critical acclaim and a dedicated fan base. Well, for more information, check out his website at zebelmusic.com. That's S-E-B-E-L-L music.com. Well, let's jump into a couple of his songs on Back to Back.
You thought of us before the world began to breathe, and you knew our names before we came to be. You saw the very day we fell away. Yes, believe we need to be redeemed. Lord Jesus, come lead us.
to back.
But at times I feel more stranded, 'cause the world is not the place of my childhood. No, no, daddy's leaving, baby's dying, lovers cheating, brothers lying. All truth is we don't love like we should. So let's start with the man in the mirror. I know what's in my heart. We can't build a bridge before the deconstruction starts. Let's break it down one by one, 'cause the change has got to come. Tear down the walls with love this time. We've witnessed the damage done, but our words are not enough. No, nothing's gonna change until we try one by one. Think for certain, it's gonna take some working, but the human heart was made to weather change. I'm not talking about a trend here, not some fashion to be shed tear. No, it's gotta be the blood within our veins. So start with the man in the mirror. You know what's in your heart. We can't change the world unless we all be taking part. So let's break it down one by one, 'cause the change has got to come. Tear down the walls with love this time. We've witnessed the damage done, but our words are not enough. No, nothing's gonna change until we try. Down one by one, yeah.
looking for the light now. That lamp for my feet, don't know where to go now. But the Lord's in the lead. When He guides my way, the path is straight. I don't need to worry. I'm looking for the light now. I'm looking for the light now. 'Cause if God's in the middle, then there's good in the center. And I know I'll find peace. When it don't make sense, I'll find my rest. 'Cause He'll take care of me. And if God's not in it, then I don't want it. 'Cause when God's in the middle, in the big and the little, I've got all that I need. I never even knew how to live a life that's unseen. He's teaching me to walk out His heavenly dreams. When He shows the way, I find my strength. It's all that I need. He's teaching me to walk out. He's teaching me to walk out. 'Cause if God's in the middle, then there's good in the center. And I know I'll find peace. When it don't make sense, I'll find my rest. 'Cause He'll take care of me. And if God's not in, He'll take care of me. And if God's not in it, no, no, then I don't want it. Say, 'cause when God's in the middle, in the big and the little, I've got all that I need. Come on everybody, if God's not in it, no, then I don't want it. Sing it with me, if God's not in it, no, 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 then I don't want it. You can take your love for the world all around you, see, 'cause I don't want it. You can take your fame and your praises from men and the money, 'cause I don't want it. You can take your temporary peace and treasure, your constant need for something better. Your worldly wisdom seems so clever, but I don't want it.
Welcome back, everybody. Right now, we've got a different kind of interview to do right now on Back to Back. So I'd like to invite Nick and Sheena Hennick onto the program. Guys, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Glad to be back.
It's geared to the artists out there or people who are interested in music and wondering how, once I create a CD, what do I do now?
So Sheena and I were in a position where we felt God was calling us to the music scene, truly felt that this was our direction. So we had to take action. The one thing that we could do is, if nobody was bringing Christian bands to Canada, especially Christian rock bands, bands that were a little bit different than the whole worship sector music, which is, once again, fantastic music, but there's not a lot of other stuff that is coming through Canada. And we have a lot of artists in Canada. So how did we change that? We started a company. We started Faith Live. And with Faith Live, it gave us the opportunity and privilege to connect with bands in the States. Bands that really were going to make a difference. And we could bring them over to Canada. So with Faith Live, we bring over bands that we feel are real godly men or women. And then we allow artists in Canada to have a shot playing on that big stage.
And have you gotten some good response out there around the country as people are learning about you? And if so, I mean, how do people reach you and reach out to you to explore more of what you might be able to do to help them?
We had no clue that people wanted this, that Canada is starving for Christian music. They're starving for Christian rock bands, something different, something powerful. And with Faith Live, not to change the subject, but with Faith Live, things are a little bit different. We're not just a promotion company. We're a promotion ministry. And I stand by that because we bring faith teams with us. We bring a pastor with us. We have prayer stations. This is a ministry. Our goal is not just to bring Christian bands to Canada. It is to build God's kingdom one person at a time. And if that means bringing bands to Canada for people to see who Jesus is, let's do it.
You know, just generally for an artist who's coming out into the ministry or as an artist, why do they need a manager? And what does a manager do? And is it organization of not only tours? How would you describe your role as it benefits an artist?
An artist? So I don't even think it's just new artists. I am working right now with John Schlitt, helping him with all of his stuff on the same thing. He's Petra, but he also is an independent artist. And you'll see, he's a prime example of exactly when someone has that media behind them with Petra, and you just saw him go woo and explode. He's not a marketer. He is not a manager. He is an artist, and his focus is creating the music and wanting to perform it. He is not wasting his time. I shouldn't say wasting his time, but he's not spending his time on social media, pushing his songs. He doesn't even know where to start for that. So that's where someone like my background or any of our team would come in and help navigate that. Mm-hmm. So I will give you a little tidbit. If I'm debating if I should do this, I'm going to. Okay, since you're the show that leaks everything now. John Schlitt has a documentary that is just released, and it is so good, so good. You haven't heard anything about it because, again, he doesn't have that team. So now that I'm part of that team, now we're going to start releasing all of that stuff. But that documentary, it's on a few different sites. I think it's on Apple. Apple's one of them. But it is unbelievable. Unbelievable. You will just cry for 50 minutes. Like, it is so good. But when you don't have that representation, you don't have those people that know how to market, that know how to do the publicity side of it, you don't know what you should post online, what you shouldn't post online, who to talk to, what connections to make, touring, how do you get on a tour? Do you know, like, the amount of artists that come up and go, I just want to be on stage. How do I do that if I'm not just performing on Sundays at church? It's hard. And if you don't have, not an in, but I guess an in, you're not going to get there unless you're doing it yourself, unless you're going to go spend hundreds of thousands of dollars, buy the equipment, and put yourself on tour, right? And a lot of times, like for Nick, that's not Nick's specialty, is going and putting himself on tour. His job is to get out there and sing. And if in Canada, I found in Canada, that is the hardest thing. A few of our artists that you will be interviewing, Ant Lee, he's another one. This guy's a pro basketball player that has a huge following already. But you get him into doing his Christian rap and he's like, I don't know where to start. What do I post online? Who do I talk to? Where can I go in order to get my music on the radio? Like, how do you do that? You can send your songs into 500 stations and not get one call back and you can be amazing. But if you don't have someone pushing for you, fighting for you, and all day long, that's all I'm doing is working for the artist so that you as an artist can actually go about and create the art.
I was going to say, I think that's where Faith Live really helps, is that during the process, we built the connections and the trust. And now with Sheena's position, she grabs these artists and she has the connections with the radio stations. She has the connection with promoters, venues, all kinds of stuff like that. So when it comes to her, she can actually go to that person because she has the connection and trust. Those two words, connection and trust. And then that is really the key behind her whole platform, her whole business. It shows you that she can take somebody and go to the same person that they sent a demo to. I've been in that situation where I said demos and nobody cared. Not that they didn't care, but it's so many, right?
Yeah.
Sheena can go and say, hey, guys, it's Sheena. Please listen to this guy. Like, trust me, this guy's good.
Yeah,
they will listen. Yeah. I mean, that's important. That's where it's needed, that publicity part of it.
I really appreciate you guys helping us understand what that process is and the value of it. And if people want to reach out to you and talk about this or ask some questions or maybe, you know, even tap into your services, how do they do that?
So we are still under Faith Live. Everything is still run through Faith Live. So info@faithlive.ca, send me a message. I'm also on Facebook. It's under Sheena Hennink, which is H-E-N-N-I-N-K. More than happy to hear. I'm not just working with singers. I also have a few authors and public speakers all in the Christian sector. And the big thing for me is if you're wanting to work with us, I really want artists that walk the walk and talk the talk. So if you're coming to me as a Christian artist, I want to know that you're living your life as a Christian. You're doing things that are helping people. You're doing this as a ministry. You're doing this not just to be on a stage. So those are the people that I really, really, really want to put my heart and soul into and that I want to work with. But that for me is like, that's where my heart is. I love hearing the heart and story behind my artists. And that makes me want to push them more.
Okay, that's good information to know. So people know how to reach you, you know, a little bit more about what you do and companies like yours, and you're having some success and we're excited about that. And Nick and I were talking about earlier that the benefit of making a difference, an impact on people's lives rather than just getting up and playing a concert. And that's happening with you guys. And so congratulations for what you're doing. It's working.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for having us on. This is really exciting.
Yeah.
It's definitely working. If you don't mind me saying, I don't want artists to hear no from a church and then think that they're not good enough.
Yeah.
There's a lot of churches, for one, I love my church, but there's a lot of churches that don't want rock, that don't want rap, that don't want a lot of stuff that isn't worship music. And I've seen so many artists that just get like, okay, well, maybe I'm not doing what I should be doing. Maybe I'm not, you know, I'm not Christian enough. I'm not doing the right kind of music. You still have something to give. It just is in a different way. And you're going to reach people in a different way. Oh, and yeah. I love that. I love finding that kid in the corner that is not necessarily going to resonate with that Sunday worship music, but maybe they like rap. And you know what? I have an artist that is so good, a Christian rap artist, or maybe they love Ed Sheeran. I've got one of those too. Like, let's go listen to that music. Or you like rock? Okay, man, we've got Christian rock artists too. It's not always about what you find in church. There's so much more than that. Yeah. We just have to put them forward.
All right. Well, we've been talking with Sheena and Nick Hennick, and thank you so much for spending some time with us. And we'll talk to you again in the future and follow along and find out what your, as things progress in your ministry and your business, please share it with us.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Chris. Really appreciate the time.
Every single step, the further I get, doesn't seem to get easier. It doesn't seem to get easier. I'm running out of breath, but you wouldn't give me strength if it's meant to get easier. If it's meant to get easier. So help and must come please. There's gotta be another remedy. I'm running out of my options. I'm running out of my options. So show me how to get stronger, stronger. Don't expect it to get easier. Not until you make me stronger, stronger, stronger. Don't expect it to get easier. Not until you make me stronger. Exteriors fabricated with smoke and beers. We can never reach new heights without obstacles to climb. No getting there isn't effortless. I'm gonna need a hand for this. So help and I must come please. There's gotta be another remedy. I'm running out of my options. So show me how to get stronger, stronger. Don't expect it to get easier. Not until you make me stronger, stronger, stronger. Don't expect it to get easier. Not until you make me stronger. It just makes it worse. 'Cause if I'm numb to freedom,
Welcome back. Well, you just heard Manic Drive's Easier. And before that, we heard LNA and, of course, Greg Zebel. And not to forget a great interview about the Christian music industry and the value of management and navigating your way. Well, it's time to wrap up another show. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more great Christian music. And if you know an artist that you'd like to hear on Back to Back, please let us know. Well, for now, my name's Chris Ellison, and you've been listening to Back to Back.
You've been listening to Back to Back, and we thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out at www.backtobackradio.com. If you know a Canadian Christian artist that you want to hear on this program, let us know. Well, check us out next week right here on Back to Back.
Back to back, strong guy, back to back.